Radio, 106.2 FM. IDC Radio, in collaboration with Code Israel.
It will day. Anything can happen day. Wednesday. Anything can happen day. Wednesday. Anything can happen day. Wednesday.
Our friend Coco Robichaud, rest in peace, and telling us that it's Wednesday, anything can happen day. And as usual, anything can happen on Traveling Blues. So welcome to the show. We've got a live guest in the studio that's raring, waiting to play. And he's got a brand new album as well that's just been released this last week. And I won't tell you who is the guest, but his initials are N-O-A-M. And we also have a couple of birthdays to celebrate this week. And we're going to start off with Mr. Bruce Coburn, who I may have overlooked last week. He had a birthday on the 27th of May. And it's a significant birthday because he's 70 years old. And he's just put out an autobiography called Rumors of Glory. And I believe that he's starting on tour in the next month or so, a new tour across, I think, North America and maybe parts of Europe. So without further ado, let's start with the very beginning of his career, his first solo album, and this is a tune called Together Alone. Your voice is all Bruce Cockburn. Bruce was born in Ottawa, Canada, back in 1945, which makes him 70 years old this week. And actually, he's sporting a new baby. He's got a new baby girl who I think is 3 years old or 4 years old now from his second marriage. And he's been writing some new songs. And as I said, he also wrote a book, an autobiographical book, which you can find in the usual places. And he's been quite productive over the last 45 years. That was only his first album, but he had already been in the music scene for a few years, playing in folk clubs all over the East Coast, New York, Boston, Montreal, Toronto, and other places. He also spent a couple of years at Berkeley learning composition and infusing some jazz influences and some original blues influences from people that he met, such as Mississippi John Hurt, which he always mentions as a strong influence. Let's hear something a little bit more recent. This is called Different When It Comes to You, Bruce Cockburn. Bruce Cockburn, Different When It Comes to You, and that's from, let's see what album that's from. Let's pop that out. Life is Short, Call Now. Life Short, Call Now. That's his album from 2006, and let's try to put on something that's instrumental, because he's known as a virtuoso instrumental guitarist, both on acoustic and electric guitar. I actually remember when I first came to college Innes College at University of Toronto in 1975. There were a bunch of us that were starting out to play here and there in the folk clubs around Toronto. And we used to sit there in the college lounge sometimes and try to figure out what Bruce Coburn was playing on his complex instrumentals. So let's give you an example. This is called Train in the Rain, and this is from his album from 1994, Dart to the Heart. Bruce Coburn, and that was called Train in the Rain, and I think it's time for a little station ID.
IDC Radio 106.2 FM 106.2 FM.
So as I was saying, Bruce Coburn, virtuoso guitarist, amazing lyricist as well, and he keeps going and going. He's made, I think, something like 30 albums in the last 45 years, maybe more. If you include all the compilations and the live albums and whatnot, it's probably close to 50. And he keeps going, as I say, and he's still amazing, amazing on stage. He hasn't really slowed down at all. And we're going to give you at least one more. This was actually produced and played on by a good friend of mine from back in Toronto named Colin Linden, who joined Bruce both as a producer and a guitarist back in the early 90s. This is from the album called Dart to the Heart, and it's called Tie Me at the Crossroads. Bruce Cockburn, Tie Me at the Crossroads. So happy birthday, Bruce. I don't think he's listening to the show right now, but if you know Bruce Cockburn, wish him a happy birthday for me. I think that 70 is something that should be celebrated for a long, long time. And I hope to be able to see him live sometime in the near future. Definitely look out for his albums. He's got an album of all instrumentals from a couple of years ago called Speechless, and he's just put out a autobiographical book called Rumors of Glory. So congratulations, Bruce, and keep going the way you've been doing so far. Next up, we've got Mr. Well, let me introduce him first with his brand new recording. The album is called Corner of Blues and the City, and it just came out. It's an independent production, Soul Records, and it's available in stores already. You can find it in the Dizengoff Center, in the CD Center, and at, I think the Ozen might have it as well. Yes, the Ozen, the Third Ear, and other places. And if you can't find it in the stores, please write, I'll tell you his name in a minute. Let's listen to Shores of Simplicity. Mm-hmm.
What will you do if one day you could see your future upon a screen or within the eyes of your lover? What will you do if you find that you could read your neighbor's mind? Well, I wonder. Anytime you like to join me, I'll be hanging on the shores of uncertainty. What will you say when the illusion revolution will knock on your door? You'll say you won't have to go out of your dorm no more. You just press a button, express your needs, save your worries and trouble, brother. Whatever you desire, right away it'll feed. What will you say? What will you do? Will I just sit and wonder? No need to remember. No need to think. Ain't no use in dreaming. In a while you won't even speak. Will you proudly walk in this secure five-star jail? Well, I wonder. Anytime you like to join me, I'll be hanging on the shores of simplicity. Thank you. you can wait.
Mr. Noam Dayan and his brand new album, Corner of Blues and the City, and that album is out now. And Noam Dayan is in the studio here with us. He called me up this afternoon and said, "Hey, I'm in town. Let's do it."
Let's do it.
How you doing?
I'm good, Eddie. Good evening.
Can't hear you. You got to close in. Get in a little closer. Yeah, yeah. Just snuggle up to the mic.
Can you hear me?
That's now? A little better, I think, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Good evening, Eddie.
Tell me a little bit about the recording of the album.
Well, it was kind of a journey. It took a couple of months to do it. Very good experience. It's the first time I'm recording this kind of album, Electric Blues. And I done it with people I love, great musicians, and I'm very pleased with the album. It was a very good experience.
How much recording time did it take?
It took about 4 days, 3 days of recording, the fourth day of editing, and that's what it took.
Uh-huh. Any special or unusual experiences during that time? Any funny coincidences that happened?
Well, I was sick as a dog.
What happened?
I was really sick, and I thought I got over it just before the recording started, but I was sick as it happened. I was sick and more sick, but I think I did my best, and in a way, maybe it helped me.
Yeah, you know? To overcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see here a number of common friends that we have on the album. Moshe Levy on organ, and here and there you've got Guy King and a few other people. See, you've got Yair Dalal here on violin. He hasn't played blues violin in quite a while. How'd you get him to do that?
Well, I just found out a couple of months ago that he's a neighbor of mine, and we got together one evening talking and playing, and he took out his violin, started playing, and he played blues, and I was kind of amazed because I knew his Arabic violin and oud. I love his playing all through the years. And it was a very nice surprise to hear him play blues. He told me he's crazy about Papa John Creech.
Creech,
right. And that's how it happened. We talked about it, and it was kind of natural. He wanted to play blues, and I was very happy to have him on the album. That's how it happened.
Let's go for a station ID, and then we'll play that song from the album.
IDC Radio, 106.2 FM. IDC Radio, in collaboration with Corisoyo.
Hi, this is Mitch Woods. I'm cruising in my Rocket 88, and you're listening to Traveling Blues on IDC Radio.
Thank you, Mitch. And we're in the studio here live with Norm Dayan. So tell me, what's the name of the song that you did with Yair?
It's called Blaze the Blues in Proud.
Just a second. Yeah?
Blaze the Blues in Proud.
Okay, let's hear it right now.
You got to have a good eye to design your latest news. What can I do?
Be proud.
All I know is just the blues. To play the clubs, ride them all. Make the call and don't you snooze. Well, just between us,
improv.
All I know is just the blues. Be proud,
improv.
You tell me, but that's not exactly what my bank would say. I can't recall choosing this profession, but there's nothing girls these fingers wanna play. Be wise with your career. Your music probably will get refused. But what can I do?
Be proud.
All I know is just the blues. My bank would say, I can't recall choosing this profession, but there's nothing else his fingers wanna play. You better love the nightlife, spend some time and drink some booze. Well, I don't know about it.
Be proud.
All I know is just the blues. Thank you. But that's not exactly what my bank would say. I can recall choosing this profession, but there's nothing else his fingers wanna play. Be wise with your career. Your music probably will get refused. But what can I do?
Be proud.
All I know is just the blues. Well, I have to be honest about it.
Be proud.
All I know is just the blues. Well, let me just play my guitar.
Be proud.
Cause all I know is just the blues.
Mr. Noam Dayan and Yair Dalal there in the studio with Moshe Levy on Hammond organ, Zev Zilberman on upright bass, and Amit Lorber on drums. And I see that Noam has his guitar with him here today. And what you going to play for us?
I can play Robert Belfour, Pushing My Luck, or You Choose, or Blind Willie McDell, You Got to Die.
Let's go to Blind Willie McDell. I'm preparing a gospel show for July, so I need some inspiration.
All right.
Well, you might as well get ready, cause you got to die. Well, you might as well get. For it may be tomorrow, Lord, you can tell the man it already was. So you might as well get ready, cause you got to die. Well, you wanna live in union, cause you got to die. Well, you might as well live in. For it may be tomorrow, Lord, you can tell the man it already I was. Well, you might as well live in union, cause you got to die. To die. Well, you wanna get ready, for it may be tomorrow, Lord, you can tell the man it or the hour. Well, you might as well get ready, cause you got to die, you got to die.
Now I'm Dayan, live in our studio right here on Traveling Blues. Why did you pick up that tune in particular? Was it because of the slide or because of the lyrics?
I love it. I love this tune. And I love Blind Willie McTell. And I love the message of the song. I love to play it.
It's not a typical Blind Willie McTell song. I mean, most of his songs are a little bit more upbeat and a little bit more happy, aren't they?
You're right. But like a lot of bluesmen from the early times, he loved Christian songs, you know.
Yes.
And he loved spirituals and he played spirituals. And I really dig this song.
Do you have any other Willie McTell songs up your sleeve?
Well... can't think of one that I...
Trying to Get Home, maybe? It's similar rhythm, a little bit quicker.
You're welcome to sing along with me.
I don't remember all the verses, just one or two.
I mean, he's one of the people I love to listen, you know. I don't have many of his songs to play. Yeah.
Something else? Yeah. Something else you'd like to play quickly?
Yeah, for sure.
Before we do a station ID?
All right.
Pushing my luck, seems like my luck wanna change. Well, I'm pushing my luck, seems like my luck wanna change.
Live in the studio here, and that was a tune by
Robert Belfour, Pushing My Luck.
And that's something that you learned recently, right? Because you weren't familiar with him a few years ago.
That's right. That's right.
Did you meet him while he was here a couple of years ago? I don't remember. Were you at the meeting there?
No.
The house party?
No, I don't think I was there, but I was at the Barbie listening to him and enjoying myself so much. And that's how I got to know about him.
So basically you learned that from a record?
I think I heard it in the show, in the Barbie.
Oh, okay.
And I was listening very carefully. I watched his hands. I listened to his voice. And I was...
Because I know you started with traditional country and finger-picking style blues. I remember, I guess it was close to 20 years ago that I... You were one of those kids up north that gave me a phone call and asked me what you should listen to.
For sure, for sure. I remember visiting you in your house. It was about 10 years ago.
No, the first time that you called from the north, I think it was in the 90s, but I'm not sure. I might be confusing it with a couple of other kids that lived in kibbutz up north and would call me once in a while for advice about what they should listen to and which direction.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm glad that you went in the direction that you went in. And after all that acoustic traditional stuff, you went and got yourself an education, so to speak, in Chicago, right?
Yeah, yeah, you can say that. Even though I spend hours back home, you know, just playing and listening and trying to pick up every note I can from the records. But when I got to Chicago, it was a great experience because you cannot replace, you know, seeing the people and hearing live the music. So,
right.
So
I who are some of the key people that you spent time with in Chicago?
Matthew Scholar, which is a great harmonica player. Carlos Johnson, which is a very nice dude and a great guitar player. Lurie Bell as well. John Primer. And many other cats.
Yeah. Did you get to meet any of your heroes? I mean, like famous blues personalities?
Yeah, couple of them. First of all, above all, B.B. King, which
yeah.
Had the pleasure of seeing him three times in one of his shows. I was there in the front row, and you know, he's shaking the hands of people after the show. And I was lucky enough to shake his hand. It meant a lot to me, you know, after all these years listening to his records.
Yeah.
And
you certainly managed to absorb a lot of his style.
Well, thank you.
We can hear a lot of... I mean, the thing I like about your playing is the tone, aside from the technique. I mean, obviously there's a little bit of Albert King in there, a little bit of B.B. King in there, but the tone is the thing that... that really touches you deep down inside of your guts, you know, like blues is supposed to. It's not supposed to be up in your head. It's supposed to be down in your guts.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying my best.
So actually, I wanted to mention also that Noam was daring enough to make a solo album a few years ago using only a cell phone. You recorded an entire album with a cell phone, didn't you? And then you distributed it to your friends.
Yeah, you was one of them, right?
Yeah, yeah. I remember receiving that and saying, what? You sat down in a room with a cell phone and got that kind of a sound?
You know, my very first recordings, actually it was a double cassette.
Yeah.
It was, I think I was... 18 or 19 or 20 years old, and I had this double cassette back home where I just used to sit and play every day.
Yeah.
I made some recordings, but then after a couple of years after, I lost it. You know, it got out of use.
Yeah.
So I just had the cell phone to record. That's the reason.
Came out quite nice, actually, and it was a good preparation, I guess, for your acoustic album. A Whole New Land that came out just 2 years ago? Or is it longer?
Yeah, 2013.
Yeah, it just came out 2 years ago, and that was a very interesting album as well.
Thank you.
Let's pop in a quick birthday here. Memphis Minnie McCoy was born back in 1897 on this day. And she had quite a career as a female blues guitarist. And she lived to the age of 75, sorry, it says here. And we're going to hear something from back in the 1930s. This is called Hot Stuff.
I decided I wasn't married no more. Tired of catching hell everywhere I
Memphis Minnie McCoy, and that's her birthday today. Happy birthday wherever your spirit lies. And we're nearing the end of the show, so we're going to combine a birthday and Noam Dayan playing live. And you know what? Let's play a little Russian roulette here and just play a little bit of Jimmy Rogers, who has a birthday this week as well. I've just picked a piece at random. I don't even know the name of the tune, but it's from the Jimmy Rogers Complete Chess Collection. Let's just see what comes out. We'll play about a minute of that and say happy birthday to Mr. Jimmy Rogers. Talking here in the studio a little bit about the band that Jimmy Rogers used to play in, and he actually backed up all kinds of famous people like Muddy Waters back in the late 40s and early 50s and a few other people. And we were also talking about the Howling Wolf band that I think some of them are still around these days, the Eddie Shaw and the Wolf Gang, they call themselves. And that included Lowell Fulson, who is no longer with us, but I had the good fortune of seeing him in Toronto back in the 1970s in a tiny, tiny club that I think maybe had 20 or 30 people at the most. And these guys were standing like basically in the corner on the carpet. There was no stage there, but it was an amazing experience. Why don't you play us a couple of riffs, Noam, as we say thank you for listening to Traveling Blues. Thank you, Noam, for dropping by.
Thank you, Eddie.
And just play us a couple of riffs or something, whatever you feel like doing. This Friday at the Mike's Place on Rehov Arba'a Street, next to the Cinematheque in Tel Aviv, we're going to be holding the next monthly acoustic blues jam, and that's sponsored by Mike's Place and the Israel Blues Society. And anybody's welcome to come out there and play a few riffs. And we promise that the volume will not get too high, but we hope that the spirits will.